ladies and gentlemen, we're floating in space.
Hey, everybody. Oh, it's Andy and Reggie, songs about stuff and things.
The Lord Derby. Is that lady?
Oh, hi, Andy. This is episode 15. This is a special episode for us. We are going to dedicate this to living legend and comedian Neil Hamburg,
who inspires no sense at all.
Pretty good touch of this show. Reggie, you want to explain a bit here, or are we going to hand it off to Lord Derby?
No, I don't want them.
Sean,
I don't want them.
Let me talk.
They waste a lot of time.
They
waste a lot of time. You see, episode 15 is called Depress's Pizza.
And
we selected some songs that listen to if we were eating at the famous Central California Pizzeria nightclub. But for the most part, the songs we selected have nothing to do with Depress's Pizza at all. In fact, we just want to play excerpts from our friend Neil Hamburger's famous comedy record called Great Moments at Depress's Pizza House with TV comic Neil Hamburger.
Such a great record.
It's one of our favorite records, Andy. I know we upset Lord Derby and Sean when we played it on the road trip up to northern Wisconsin this summer. They didn't really care for it.
No, they wanted nothing.
They don't understand Neil's humor, and I don't expect them to.
It made no sense. It's all about the pizzeria. How Mr. Hamburger, what a silly name.
So silly, why isn't he a pizzeria?
We all know pizza in Wisconsin is better than pizza in California.
Right.
Well, that's why I don't like Neil Hamburger's
second
record.
To a
great moments at Depress's Pizza House. It's just crazy.
Well, Italy has good pizza, too.
So crazy. Well,
I don't know, Sean, you got anything to add here before we kick this off?
I just think it's really silly that a man would call himself Neil Hamburger and make a record.
Be nice, child.
Telling jokes at a pizza house.
It makes a lot of sense,
Sean. Derby. We all know that pizza is so much better in Wisconsin. I've never been to Depress's, but we had to listen to this awful record that Andy and Reggie made us listen to.
Oh, be nice. It's so funny.
It's not even funny.
But I tell you what, it is crazy. It is so, it's not even funny, it's terrible.
Well, I disagree with you, Sean.
I agree.
We are going to be playing excerpts from Great Moments at Depress's Pizza House by Neil Hamburger. He's a great influence on this show, and y'all may disagree, but we don't care. This is our show, and we do what we want. Sit back, relax, enjoy. Call up Royal Pizza, 815-570-9866. Order the special, pepperoni and pineapple. That's the way we like it. Call now.
Pizza, soft drinks, hoagies, comedy, balloons, birthday parties, AA meetings, biorhythm vending machines. Depress's Pizza House was the epicenter of so many of our great moments, our rememorable, our memories. Depress's was a part of the Central Valley region for over 40 years, the oldest pizza parlor in the United States. Well, not literally. In that time, Depress's served over 60,000 pizzas, enough to fill the Eiffel Tower. And comedian Neil Hamburger was a big part of the Depress's Pizza House family for 13 of those years. Pizza House owner and manager Rono Laird.
I always say, Neil, your family. So I don't want you flirting with any of my daughters. That would be incest. It wouldn't really be incest, technically, but that's a good excuse to keep him from getting any ideas, since I don't think he would be a good provider. He's already been divorced once.
Oh, how we miss. They're so far gone. Will they move when the valley explodes? We'll make no mistakes. If they move too late, well, we wish they would have called you home.
Hold the line, please be right. You left.
design a black note. You type on your keyboard, you swallow the very words you called your own. You tighten your back up. Ooh, you're so psychic. We all wanna know. Did you marry the witch you've come to know? You're lying back now. You total.
Lord Derby, do you think that we have to stick around for the entire episode? We're recording this on a Friday, and I'm missing out on my Friday fun days at Chili's.
Oh, I love Chili's.
You know how much I love the Italian nachos.
That's old Chicago. What are you talking about, boy?
Oh, that's right. I forgot. I enjoy eating at those delicious American restaurants so much.
I know Italian nachos at Old Chicago, they're delicious. Shawnee wrote a story about Italian nachos on Friday Fun Days at DerbyReynolds.com.
Atlanta is a distant memory, and Montgomery's a recent blur, and Tulsa burns on the desert floor like a signal fire. And I've got Willie on the radio, a dozen things on my mind, and number one is fleshing out these dreams. I've got 200 more miles of rain as falling light before I sleep. There'll be no warm sheets or welcoming arms to fall into tonight. In Nashville, in a case for all to see, it speaks of dreams and heartaches left unsung. In the corner stands a guitar and lonesome words scrawled in a drunken hand. Traveled hard before, now I'm beginning to understand. I've got 200 more miles of rain as falling light before I sleep. There'll be no warm sheets or welcome. Time will find my dreams scattered, dead and cold. But ahead there's a light drawing me to each end. And when I reach there, I'll turn back. You and I can begin again.
fall. There's no devil in her eyes. There's no darkness in disguise. But when you are alone, a kiss can turn your heart to stone. Hearts breaking in the night. There's a devil in her eyes. Oh, it's serious, so serious. A kiss that caught the wind made you delirious. Oh, it's serious, so serious. Take her in your arms, don't be afraid. Never be afraid. Stars burn bright above. There's a kindness in her eyes. There's no darkness in disguise. Oh, but when you are alone, all your heart it turns to stone. Hearts breaking in the night. There's a devil in her eyes. Serious, so serious. A kiss that caught the wind made you delirious. Oh, it's serious, so serious. Take her in your arms, don't be afraid. Never be afraid.
If you should go. Dad, don't go. Daddy, don't you go.
There you have it. Do You Remember by L.C. Cook, the youngest brother of the great Sam Cook. L.C. released that on Chess Records. Starting off all that, you heard the kickoff track to Neil Hamburger's Great Moments at DePress's Pizza House. Rememberable Memories. It's even hard to say. And this episode is dedicated to Neil Hamburger and the DePress's Pizza. After that, you heard the Polyphonic Spree with Section 24, The Fragile Army, off of the record of the same name, The Fragile Army. After that, Band of Horses, The General Specific, off of Seas to Begin. And then you heard the Cowboy Junkies with Ryan Adams on lead vocal doing 200 More Miles off of their classic record, Trinity Revisited. And you heard Richard Hawley right before the youngest Cook there with Sirius, the Ladies Bridge record. We're going to keep this moving. We're going to kick this off with another excerpt from Neil Hamburger's DePress's Pizza House comedy record. And I've got some treats in there somewhere. I think Lord Derby and Sean are going to jump in for a little narration. And Reggie, we'll be back in a bit. Thanks for listening.
I've always been a loner, never went out much. But I like going to DePress's Pizza House. There was a young waitress there who used to go without a bra. This was years ago when they did that, you know. And she was very well developed for her age. Just about gave me a heart attack. But I guess to normal people it was no big deal. I used to go there every frickin' night. She was very nice. I still remember her leaning over my pizza, and she had the nicest stuff. Then in 1995, I got the internet, and so I stopped going out so much, which I still don't do. And once the owner of the Pizza House called my answering machine message and asked what the problem was, why I was never coming in, but I didn't pick up the phone. And then, 4 years ago, I read in the local paper that this DePress's waitress, this very one, had died in a house fire. So now when I order pizza for delivery from Domino's or Pizza Hut or whatever, I always get it with black olives, because black is the color of grief.
Like me. I went out into the wind.
That's a lie.
I was looking for some work.
Lie.
I saw a sign on the drugstore. I went in to see the clerk.
No, you didn't. That's a lie.
And he drew on me with pale gray eyes as he looked me fully through.
Yeah, that's another lie.
He handed me a vial of pills.
Now, that's not a lie.
And the address I could take them to.
Oh, that's not a lie. I hope you take all of them, boy. Fix your head.
Back out onto the sidewalks and the salted city blocks.
Yeah, that sounds so nice. Salty!
Cars are smoking silently, car wheels run over rocks.
That sounds so nice. Like
but
rock.
The hours move slow in starving times when the evenings get late.
You ain't starving.
Came upon the house that I
need. That's your lover, boy.
And I walked right through the gate.
That's right, you're the uninvited guest. Steal the crumbs, boy.
And a frozen garden wrapped itself around the manor wall. At the front door, yards away, serving lady called.
Oh, did you help yourself?
She said.
Oh, that's right. It wasn't your wife.
Are you the boy?
You are boy.
With a pill that could heal our little child.
You could heal a little birdie, boy.
But I understood the voice at once, and I nodded as I smiled.
Yeah, that's a lie. You ain't understand English, and I'm about to speak some.
And through the tall wooden door, the staircase stood in room.
Now what you do?
Down the halls and the corridors, I quickly hurried through.
Yeah, that's a lie. You took your time. You
I
stole.
I stood beside a large brass bed with pills inside my hand.
Did you eat all of them?
There lay the undying girl too young. She'll never understand.
It's because you broke her heart, boy. You naughty. Bad.
Her father had gone to pieces. Her mother was wearing black.
Is it cause you're liars?
This girl was gone. Well, there ain't no coming back, no coming
That's
back.
That's right, you ain't coming back, boy. Sing it all you want.
And her grandma was singing gospel songs inside of the bedroom door.
It's a sympathy song.
Suddenly, I was in time.
That's lie.
Suddenly I wasn't poor.
That's true.
Suddenly
you stole.
I'm not the victim anymore.
That's true. You're the thief, boy. And only in the end did you tell the truth, like little smoke monster. That little birdie, and you take him by his wings and you split him apart. You say, fly, birdie, fly. Birdie can't fly, little boy. Cheers!
Hey!
Man, I tell you what, I heard sirens and I thought, they're coming for you, Lord Tom. Andy, that was a nice string of songs there. And
yeah, it was had a little little spike to it.
Maybe you want to tell us what we just listened to. And
yeah.
We got some treats. I know Sean and Lord Derby are going to tell us. They're going to read another one of Lippy's lessons.
Oh, we love Lippy's
later
lessons.
Later on, before we end this episode on Depressa's Pizza, tribute to Neil Hamburger.
Yeah, that string of songs there, Reg. You just heard another excerpt from Neil Hamburger's Great Moments at Depressa's Pizza.
Oh,
that was Tragedy
so wonderful.
That you heard. It sounded like he had pizza in his mouth.
He did, a mouthful.
Narrating that. We appreciate that. After that, another young Wisconsin artist, Justin Perkins.
Oh,
I can't remember for the life of me the name of the band that he recorded Paul Westerberg cover of.
He's a big
song,
supporter
Wonderful
of the
Lies,
show, too.
One of Westerberg's solo songs. It's a great raucous recording by Justin Perkins.
Yeah,
and he's worked on many Midwestern records. I'm pretty sure we've mentioned him before around
here.
Well,
we have. He loves this show. We
mixed, produced many Midwestern records, and including performing with the artist right after that, Corey Chisel and the Wandering Sons, with November 1942, which Lord Derby felt some sort of need to jump into again.
I don't understand why he always needs to talk along to Corey Chisel.
Police on My Back by The Clash off the Sandinista record. These are all wonderful songs to listen to while you're eating pizza, be it Depressa's Pizza or some of Wisconsin's finest pizza. Wisconsin does have the best cheese.
It does.
And
it's so delicious.
They have the best of everything. I've discovered it. It's so much better than Illinois. And
they
that's
do.
That's why we're here. That's
they
why
do.
We're
they do.
Recording this in Wisconsin instead of Illinois.
I agree, Andy. I've met some lovely, lovely, wonderful ladies here. Very sexy, and they listen to me. They actually sit down, and they listen to me when I talk, and they eat. They eat, and I talk, and that's what we do here in Wisconsin. We love to sit down, we talk, and we eat, and we drink, and we play songs, and maybe we'll play some more songs.
Heart is always on the line. I've traveled all kinds of places. The song is always the same. Got lonesome fuel for fire. Got 45s to play at night. Got books to spend with every weekend. The story's always the same. Got lonesome fuel for fire. Fuel for fire, a bitter ending to a sweet, sweet day. Fuel for fire, the sour note inside the orchestra well. Fuel for fire, uncomfortable pauses between famous last words. Fuel for fire, missing persons in a small, small world. dug beneath the wall of sound. I ended up back where I started. The song is always the same. Got lonesome fuel for fire. And so my heart is always on the line. I've traveled all kinds of places. The story's always the same. Got lonesome fuel for fire.
For some reason, Neil's wife didn't like the pizza, but Neil would always eat it no matter what. Even after all that bullshit with the health department, that whole thing.
My name is Del Green. I'm a health inspector with Fresno County. I've been inspecting this restaurant now for 17 years. When I first started inspecting DePreza's, they had a problem with rat droppings, but that's pretty standard for this area because of our climate. Later, there was a problem with the water not being of sufficient temperature for killing bacteria during the dishwashing process. That was another thing they needed to fix, and that they did fix. But then all of a sudden, things started getting worse over there. They had so many violations that we were almost obligated to put chains on the door to protect the community. They were using a soiled wiping rag for sanitation of food contact surfaces. They were storing the wiping rags in the sanitizing buckets.
Bullshit.
I found two instances of them thawing a frozen cheese in a mop sink.
Bullshit.
The ceiling vent had an accumulation of grease.
Bullshit.
Their ice machine drain line was directly connected to the sewer.
May Jesus strike you dead.
And they were in violation of the county ordinance that clearly states that no sleeping accommodations shall be kept in any room where food is prepared, stored, or sold.
They talk about stuff like that, but they don't talk about all the love that goes into our food. That's the most important thing, and it's the one thing not on their report, that the food came in contact with love. Too much love stains on the counter, wiping rag drenched in love. That's what the report should say. You can ask our customers. They never complain about any forks and spoons being soaked in the mop bucket. But they'll tell you how much they love the food, love the atmosphere, love to come and see the comedy, love the pizzas. You have to read between the lines of that. I put a lot of sweat and blood and elbow grease into this food. So, yeah, if you're going to blame someone, don't blame me. Blame the staff. Or blame our suppliers. We get most of our food from a supply company in Ohio anyway.
He come a man from the stars. We don't know why he goes so far and keep on marching along, beating his drum. Clubs and sticks and bats and balls for nuclear dicks with their dialect drawls that come from a parking lot town where nothing lives in the sun. Don't make me a target. Don't make me a target. When he reached back in his mind, feels like he's breaking the law. There's something back there he got that nobody knows. He never claimed to say what he says. He smells like the inside of closets upstairs, the kind where nobody goes. Target.
target.
You see, I got 99 and a half.
but just ain't quite enough. I want to move to that city called heaven. No more crying, no more hatred. Always howdy, 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 and never goodbye. Ah, that city. Come on, don't you want to go? I tell you, the address is 100 C99 and a half. It just won't do. No, 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 no. 99 and a half. It just won't do. I'm here to tell you that 99 and a half. 99 and a half. 99 and a half. It just won't.
All right, oh, man. I'm gonna tie this up here on my part because we've got Lord Derby here and Sean.
Yes, really. Thank you.
Take to the end of this episode, episode 15, Depressus Pizza.
Oh, come on, Reggie.
Tribute to Neil Hamburger and his great record.
We love that.
You
record.
Heard yes, M. Ward "Feel for Fire" off of Transistor Radio. Then you heard "Bad Pizza," another excerpt from Great Moments at Depressus Pizza,
bad
followed
comedy,
by Spoons, "Don't Make Me
comedy,
a Target,"
make you a target
off of
Andy.
Gaga Gaga Ga, one
oh,
of the great
yes,
album.
Love that album
titles.
Title, Andy.
Like
love
baby.
It.
Attributed yeah, to a record.
Stupid,
I wish
dirty,
I would have named my record.
Then,
really
right
dirty.
There, Mavis Staples, 99 and a half.
Oh, saucy.
Off she of "We'll it. Never Turn Back," record produced by Rye Cooter.
Hello, Cooter.
I'm going to step out here, guys, because if it's anything like the last episode, this
it,
is going to go on for
it
a bit.
Probably
and
will.
I
you're
I'm
just lucky.
It.
I
I'd
think I'll
just,
pay you to stick around, man.
Exactly.
Lazy.
Put on my slippers.
Me
lazy.
And
that's
let
why.
This one
fall into spit that, boy.
That's
spit
why,
it.
Me too.
You
I'm going to
tell
say
him,
it.
Lord.
Whatever.
You hey, both hey. Lazy.
Call us 815-570-9866. Order a pizza. Or visit us at songsaboutstuffandthings.com. Come
please.
Download all our previous
us,
episodes,
Andy?
Including
what
this one,
us?
For free until we're shut down.
That's
right,
Reg? Right. That's right, Andy. And
Lord,
I have nothing more
happen.
To add to that. I'm going to hitch a ride with you
happen.
Because I have a feeling
Reggie.
About what's
Reggie's
going
really
to happen.
Train
and everybody, Reggie. We'll see you next time. It should be said now, because I doubt Lord Derby and Sean are going to remember.
But
the very last two songs you're about to hear
Tom pays for this.
Are by Lamb Chop, called Susaho, off of How I Quit Smoking.
Stupid band name.
And then we're going to finish it off with the last excerpt from Neil Hamburger's wonderful Great Moments at Depressus Pizza House. And that very last excerpt is called More Tragedies.
It is a tragedy. You're a tragedy, sad. Reggie. I'm going to tie this up.
Thank
with
you,
Shawnee.
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
That's right. I sponsor this show. I pay for everything you hear.
You pay for everything.
DerbyReynolds.com. And Sean here is going to read another one of his Lippy's lessons.
You're welcome.
Number 6. Jimmy and Linda be stealing my orange Ethernet
so
cable.
Naughty.
You can read more at DerbyReynolds.com.
So naughty.
Y-O-U $A, hey, that's right. Take it, Shawnee boy.
I'd love to, Lord. This is from my continuing series called Lippy's Lessons. This is number 6. Jimmy and Linda be stealing my orange Ethernet cable.
Jimmy and Linda?
And
what?
You can read more of my lessons at DerbyReynolds.com.
Tell me it ain't Jimmy and Linda.
To begin, that's now crazy. I know... Somebody be stealing my orange Ethernet cables from the IT supply closet that I keep unlocked most days. I've had a hunch for weeks
that's
that
crazy,
my orange
Sean.
Cables were sneaking out on me, but today confirmed my hunches.
Tell me.
Let
me
say this up
take
front.
Take care of them.
It ain't about the cables. It's about somebody finna be stealing from me, Sean Lippy. IT administrator. Not only does it take a lot longer for these special cables to arrive because of the company logo and
it's right.
Oh,
it's the white dot.
It ain't cool to steal from my mother supplies.
That's right.
This dollar sign HIT ain't cheap, and it sure ain't free. You know what I'm saying, boy?
It costs a lot.
I know what y'all got going on at home. Wiring your network between the children's room and the living room. Instead of paying me a few extra bucks with a nice dinner to come on over to your white picket fence house to set up your home network, y'all prefer to steal from me. Dollar sign HIT ain't cool. Mother-ers, I left for lunch at 12:23 today, and I intentionally left my office wide open.
I hope you turn
along
your cameras
with
on.
Everything unlocked. And guess what? I report y'all.
Yes.
Y'all,
yes.
Mother Earth, on one of the IMAX iCam I got
right.
Sitting there waiting to be upgraded. I caught you. Go figure.
Tell me.
Thieves are from shipping and receiving.
That doesn't surprise
right,
me.
Lord,
poor people steal.
Me. Jimmy Schneider and Linda Rogers caught Orange Mother Handy.
I would have never
I got both y'all walking in my office, looking
never.
Around, laughing, stepping into my closet. F you, you know where it goes from here. Ing, come on now. Why y'all got a F you in my office?
What
then y'all walk right out with
Sean?
Two mother
what is that?
Orange cables. Like in my office wasn't enough, Jimmy. Man, I've been good to you.
That you have, Sean.
What
you
I tell you
him.
About these office girls, man, and it ain't no different for these crazy hoes in shipping and receiving.
I agree.
Both y'all
Sean.
In trouble. Lord Derby knows now, right, Lord?
That's right. I will take care of
y'all best think twice about what you do when I ain't here.
That's
my
right.
mother, I can't be running 24-7 now. And I saw Mother Lippy, IT Administrator, Fender report, y'all. That's right.
That's right. I'm going to take
Lord,
care of
do you have anything else to add? I told you it was Jimmy and Linda.
I did not.
I told you that they were the ones stealing my orange mother cables.
Oh,
that's
so
right.
sad,
my closet. They were doing it in my closet.
That's so sick. That's so sick, Sean. I feel for you, and I'm so happy that you have the proof. Because poor people in shipping and receiving, like Jimmy and Linda, be doing it in Ethernet closets everywhere in America, not Derby Reynolds. That's right, Sean. We're going to deal with Jimmy and Linda. We need to put an end to this poor people activity. I'm going to take care of it for you, Sean. That was a wonderful lesson. Anybody else finna read any more of Sean's lessons? DerbyReynolds.com. DerbyReynolds.com has all of Lippy's lessons.
Chest of drawers, and I ignore it. There's this feeling for the impossible season. Evaluate, appropriate another well done mistake. Be mindful of suspicion, and I have seen with my eyes of greed. It's not a prize, you know, I realize. Still, it's haunting, this psychotic erection. She really purrs in the wee hours without hearts and flowers. Give up on the pretext. You sympathize, and much to my surprise, you soon realize that you're not so omnipotent. Well, have a heart and stop the bitchy part. The meaning of excess. Have some wine and feed me a line. Susie, you. As Jesus said backwards. Thank you. matter what you say, please don't give it away. Those sweet aspirations, get civilized. Don't take your eyes off the prize. Oh, those greasy little fries that you get from the crystal. Have sympathy, just don't agree with me. Truth rises from dissent. Carry on with your lips half gone. You could be human, but I honestly doubt it. Your shirt is brown. In the world of sound, my name is a noun. It's gone pro form its season. You recollect, and then you genuflect. You're just a human wreck. At the start of the weekend, and scrap your dreams of lives you're obscene. Your call will have to wait. Our time will mend our love, little friend. This is you. As Jesus said backwards.
Share of tragedy here. One of our customers, a guy called Marino, he got himself killed on the way home from picking up a pizza. He was eating while he was driving and he spilled some sauce on his shirt and blammo, head-on collision. Horrible tragedy. They were all killed, everyone involved. The ambulance couldn't tell what was blood and what was tomato sauce, but you know, that was one of our specialties, is our extra sauce. That's what makes a pizza so popular, is that it's so juicy. So, yeah, you might spill some on your shirt. It can be a messy pizza. Some of these things the other guy serves, it's like a mouthful of Kleenex. I don't want to be another Nostradamus, but the fact is, if Marino had had one of those dry pizzas from our competitor, the accident probably never would have happened.
There was mildew on the walls. There was mildew in the sea kitchens. Hey, there's mildew in my career. DePrezzo's left a bigger impact than I realized, I have to admit. I'll miss the place. The days where you could keep yourself working with pizza parlor gigs are nearly over. Nowadays, I tour a different circuit. I do a lot of shows with rock bands, which would be okay, except that a lot of those people have unpleasant personalities, and the whole thing with the ringing in my ears every night, I have ear cancer for sure.